This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for the week ending February 26. Well, wheat markets had an interesting week, as did all the grains, as did a lot of the markets for that matter, but we had a pretty firm start to the week. We put in new highs for the move, which got us very close to the highs from mid-January. In fact, Kansas City, depending on what month you looked at, just barely took it out, but it couldn't hold it. And then it started to back off. The high was put in on Wednesday. Thursday, you backed off with some pretty heavy selling in the row crops and in the stock market. And then Friday, we saw some continued selling as well. So it looks like we have a double top in Kansas City and Minneapolis. In Chicago, we got, again, fairly close to that. Some would call it a double top, that it's close enough. But for the most part, the market was just unable to push through that resistance and backed off as the week wore on. Corn and soybeans too, finding some weakness, especially on Thursday, as rains were brought into the forecast for southern Brazil, northern Argentina. That really took the wind out of the sail for the bull, which had been looking, you know, at soybeans at just about to take out the mid-January high there too, and couldn't do it on the front months. The back months for new crop in both corn and soybeans actually did push into a new high this week and have a very different look to the charts than the front month old crop. We are harvesting, of course, soybeans in northern Brazil. It's been a rough start as rains have plagued that region. It looks like we're finally going to dry up there and the combine should really get rolling. And that will allow some adequate corn planting too. But corn plantings for second season in Brazil are already way behind because soybean plantings were behind and now the soybean harvest is even pushing it even further behind. So the corn crop for northern Brazil, that second season, very important corn crop, is going to be pushed back into a time window when the rains normally stop and you typically run into that dry season. So you know, this the corn production is still highly at risk across much of South America. In southern Brazil and northern Argentina, we've had a dry spell that's lasted quite some time. The forecast for rain, which kind of pulled the plug on that bullish momentum, kind of backed away a little bit from that forecast on Friday. So it's hard to say kind of where we're at there. You know, weather obviously is tough to predict, but you know, they were calling for those rains in about the 10-day forecast and then they started to back away from there. So I think that's why corn and beans on Friday, while they were a little bit weaker to start with, they managed to kind of bounce back late in the day and recover much of Thursday's losses. So it's, again, you know, it just, it remains to be seen, but if the dryness prevails in that region of South America, now you're pushing corn and bean pollination into that dry period, and it's definitely going to have take a further toll on yields on crops that have really struggled so far this year. If it weren't for record plantings, you'd really be in a much different situation. You know, prices have rallied in response to the weather problems and of course the insatiable demand primarily from China. That's what's been driving this bull market. But with harvest gearing up in Brazil and soon to be Argentina, it's difficult to continue that bullish momentum unless you continue to have weather problems. And we're kind of at that point. It's a long stretch of region from north to south, because you're still, again, you're just into the pollination stage in southern Brazil and getting there in Argentina, which is a long stretch itself. So there's quite a bit of growing season left in South America, even though you're starting the harvest in the far northern part. Getting back to wheat, you know, we watch corn prices very closely because of very tight feed grain supplies are pulling at wheat supplies. By themselves, wheat supplies are adequate in the world. We're comfortable. We don't have an excess, but we are comfortable. But we know that China has been selling all of their government wheat stocks in their weekly auctions. Corn prices have rallied significantly because of China demand, rebuilding their hog herds. And now you've got some production problems in corn and beans in South America. Here in the U.S., this massive winter storm that stretched all the way to the Gulf across the, you know, and down through the plains. The jury is out on what kind of or how much damage was done to the winter wheat crop. In Kansas, probably not very much, but the further south you go, obviously there's going to be less snow cover to protect it, and you know, varieties just are not grown that would be that winter hardy. So we'll see. We'll see soon, within the next 2 to 3 weeks, how extensive, if any, the damage is. And I would suggest that if there is indeed, you know, damage in the far south, it's probably going to be pretty widespread because the storm was so widespread. And that just completely changes the outlook for winter wheat here in the United States, for in hard red in particular. We did see a slight increase in planted acres, but if you start shaving that back or yields back, or if they just abandon it and decide to go to another crop, of which they have options, they could go to cotton, sorghum, corn, beans in some areas. With corn and bean prices at these very high levels, your insurance rates are going to be high, and it's going to be a strong incentive for producers to take a shot at another crop where wheat is only going to return you just a marginal return. So those are the things we're looking at. Even though it's already planted, you still could lose it, and we'll know soon what that situation is. But as you move north into the northern regions, spring wheat country, winter kill, of course, across Montana would easily shift over to spring wheat. But as you get into the Dakotas, in Minnesota, you know, that pull from corn and soybeans could easily replace spring wheat acres. And I think that's a very real possibility. So it's not that, you know, strong winter wheat prices because of production problems or winter kill would prompt more spring wheat plantings. It's sky-high corn and bean prices would pull away from spring wheat plantings. So there's that too, that we could see a further drop in wheat production just simply from a drop in spring wheat planted acres. All of that remains to be seen, but those are options on the table for producers, and I think would have a big impact on wheat production and of course price. Russian FOB offers, of course, have kind of disappeared for new crop in particular, but even for much of old crop beyond March, we don't see a lot of actual offers being made because of the 50 euro a ton tax starting March 1, and then the talked about 70 euro a ton tax over $200 for new crop really puts the exporter in a tough spot. They just don't know what to offer, and so we just don't see them. Now the posted price for Russia for this weekend is up about $3 a ton. We're at around 287 to 289 per ton. U.S. Gulf hard red was down about $5 a ton, and of course that reflects the drop in futures prices. And soft red was down about $9 a ton. So we are under some pressure here. U.S. prices had some room to move down to compete with the world. We are looking at European prices being supported. It appears that with the absence of Russian FOB offers, businesses floating over to Europe, well, their stocks are already fairly tight, so they're going to ramp up prices there fairly quickly if they see a big surge in demand coming. So it supports world price in the bigger picture, basically. For now, when you look at the charts, if we're going to see some continued selling, which I think you have created a bit of a sell signal here with what it looks like a double top, and getting and confirming that top with Thursday's and Friday's price action. I think at worst you would come back down and test the trading range lows, which will be that late January, early February low. So it's still a good 40 cents that you could push this price down as we work our way into mid-March or so. But my guess, again, any hint of weather problems or winter kill across the south is going to prop up the markets, and we'll want to build in some weather premium. So I don't think all is lost here. I don't think our bull market is dead for any of the grains, but we are coming into a window where you're going to have harvest, adding some pressure from South America for row crops. And with wheat, we're still a couple weeks out before you really get a good look at what the crop is in the southern plains. But I don't think that we're going to break here longer term until you feel more confident of what your supplies are, and that at least takes us well into April before we get comfortable with that. So there's still more to go. I think on the upside, near term, probably a little bit more pressure, but longer term, I think we've still got some more gas left in this bull tank. If you have any questions, you can feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.